It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's right. The Drive is live. You heard Clint Sterner there. There is Tyler Milner as well. As it is Wednesday, a big, big practice day and a big day in which you hear from important parts of this team on Wednesdays. That includes D'Amico Ryans, you heard from earlier.
H-Town, I'm back.
That also includes C.J. Stroud, who we will have his press conference in its entirety. We'll let you hear that coming up as well. So stay tuned right here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610 for that. Clint, I would say some good news out of the gate. Reported Aaron Wilson, Texans All-Pro, well, I mean not All-Pro, but Pro Bowl defensive end Will Anderson Jr. returns to practice from his ankle injury and is on track to play against the Colts, and there was video footage of him. He was in full pads, well, at least tops and helmets. That's what they were in today, and shorts. But he was dressed as everyone else was, and I think that's the big news, because the way that D'Amico was talking about it earlier in the week, it felt like just hearing from him that maybe he wasn't as confident or as sure that Will Anderson would be able to go.
We don't
but now,
like
seeing Wednesday and Thursday were going to be really important to Sunday to see if he was able to practice. Generally, those 2 days, if you don't go, really, really, really hurts your chances of playing on Sunday. He does go, and he is practicing today. So that is key. That is big, because there was a little wonder earlier in the week.
Yeah, this is big news, man. I mean, this is big for the Texans week one to have Will Anderson Jr. It's a division game, obviously, that has a little bigger meaning, a little deeper meaning, if you will, than most games. And so having Will Anderson back is big because, look, the truth of the matter is I like the depth on this football team.
Yeah.
Right? I like the depth at the linebacker. Let me rephrase that. I like the depth at the defensive end position on this football team. I think collectively it's as good as a group as there is in the NFL, and I don't think that's a debate. Now, the reality of it is, in this room, there's not another Will Anderson. There's not another being that you can put opposite Danielle Hunter that's going to bring that same 1-2 punch that's going to wreak havoc on offensive lines and ultimately quarterbacks. And when you talk specifically about what the Colts can bring to the table, as it pertains to running the football physically downhill, as it pertains to a quarterback that can pull it and keep it off the end at any point in time, Will Anderson and his just flat out being a great football player. Let's forget about not having the best or the most extensive pass rushing skill set. Forget that. Just playing football, you need Will Anderson in this ball game as much as you're going to need him in any ball game. Because you never know, is it going to be Jonathan Taylor up the gut? Is it going to be Anthony Richardson around the end? Or are you going to be rushing the passer? The way that he plays with relentless effort is going to bode well for the Texans defense as they try to stop this Shane Steichen and Indianapolis Colts attack. So Will Anderson being back is absolutely
big. You need
big,
everybody
no
in
it.
The front seven that you can get.
You.
Obviously, you're already going to be without Christian Harris, who I think is, I would argue, your best linebacker on the team. You're already going to be without him,
yep.
And it would be big if you have Will Anderson able, because I think you might disagree. I still think the best part of Will Anderson's game right now is his ability to play the run. I think his ability to play the run from that edge position is even better than he is as a pass rusher right now. I don't know if that'll stay the same.
He's a freaking baller.
But he came into the league, and we saw that quickly as being one of an above average edge player in stopping the run.
Yeah.
And that'll be big. That'll be big at the point of attack for them.
Well, he's a tough player to block. Like when it's a pass rush and the quarterback can manipulate the depth of his drop and can push up in the pocket and the tackle can somewhat more or less shield rather than blocking, that's a different animal. That's a different story. That's a different skill set. But when you're talking about what you're talking about playing the run, then, he's a tough block. Whether it's the tackle that's not the most physical guy in the world, and you're trying to block a guy that's extremely physical, or it's a pulling guard that's trying to kick him or trying to log him, he is a tough-ass block under those circumstances because he is just so relentless, and it's for four quarters. And so, that is a game-changer for the Texans to have Will Anderson back, and no weeks will be more important. None on this schedule will be more important to have Will Anderson in
than this one.
Than the Indianapolis Colts. A division opponent, a team that won 10 games last year, ultimately with their backup quarterback. The game just simply means more again because it's in the division. This is big news to get Will Anderson back, and I was concerned. One, because
the way he sounded.
Well, hell, we hadn't seen Will Anderson practice in it sounds like since Tucker
late
got hurt.
July. Yeah, late July, not quite. No,
I was joking. I didn't realize it was that close.
It was late July. So, no, Tucker's June 3rd.
But yeah, we hadn't seen it. And then the tone of
D'Amico.
D'Amico
It sounded closer to the way he sounded with us with Christian Harris.
Yeah, yeah. So this
we'll see.
Yeah, this is music to my ears, baby. This is big time. And look, it wouldn't be right if Will Anderson, if 51 wasn't out there in them new unis on game day for sure.
That's right. Also, big news outside of Will Anderson being a part of this team and being able to play on Sunday, which he's trending to. The next couple of days, and starting with tomorrow, the drive will be live on the road. Thirsty Thursdays officially begins at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come out, make a bad decision. As we like to say, we'll be at the one in Katy off Park Row Boulevard. So come hang out with us tomorrow. Thirsty Thursdays, Buffalo Wild Wings. And I believe, Tyler, we are there the next 2 weeks. We are in Katy. The next 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of the year, the first two Thirsty Thursdays, we will be at the Katy location, Park Row Boulevard. So come hang out with us tomorrow as we'll kick it.
Several Bud Light items will be raffled off. You got to be on location. You got to be on location to win those.
Yep.
Here's the deal. We're not talking about some cheap deal, Ron. That was damn near $200. I don't know what it was. I didn't price it, but that had to be $150, $200 cooler that we gave away last time. Yeah. So
yeah.
There's some gift cards being given away. There's coolers. And there's always a good time to be had. So come check us out, man. Thirsty Thursday.
And just to let you know, Friday, we're at East River 9, that golf spot down in downtown. We went there once last year as they opened early. It was a great time. They got pickleball courts as well on the side. They got a front or back nine, however you want to use it, a course for you to play.
Sterner's lucky I won't be there.
Well, you guys stop. I mean, we've been talking about this for 2+ years. It feels like longer than that. This
probably has been a little longer.
Impromptu golf.
I'll give you three strokes, bro.
It'll happen. Oh, everybody hear that now? He's giving three strokes.
Oh, I make no bones about it.
He's giving three strokes.
3-2.
We're going to tee off at 11. He'll be cooked by 12:30. Talking about how hot it is.
Well, he'll
depending on if he's drinking that vodka again.
Yeah, and I survived in New Braunfels off vodka.
I don't know if that is if the vodka is something that made his game better or worse. I'm not.
Oh, I'm like John Daly. I get better as I get a few in me.
That's how I am with beer pong. That's when I'm sloppy is when I'm at my absolute best.
Oh yeah.
But no, come out East River 9. That's Friday. on a Football Friday will be out.
And there'll be giveaways there as Ron. I mean, Football Friday, it's going to be big time. Academy.
Oh, my goodness.
Academy is a big time part of what we're doing here.
Oh, that's right. We're doing it again.
They have got a $1,000 Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack. Again, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. You got to be on location, and you got to be on location. You scan a little QR code, boom. You register to get in this thing now. It's a $1,000 Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack. There's also some tickets involved for the December. Is it December? It's Christmas game this year?
The Christmas
game? Yes.
Is that here?
Yes.
Yep. There you go. I think that's the game. There are some
Let me clarify that,
but there are some Texans tickets involved as well. So you're going to want to get there. You're going to want to slide by. You're going to want to come hang out with the fellas on Thursday or Friday. But Friday is at Academy Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack. And you got to come. You got to be there. Scan that QR code to get in this thing. So come on through and hang out with us. Again, that's East River 9 over on the east side of town. And maybe get you a quick 9 holes of that little par 3 course they got over there.
Yeah.
Great restaurant, great drinks. Yeah, it's a good time, man.
Yeah. And your chance to win things, so stay tuned and hang with us. All right, there's going to be a lot of this game to break down over the next couple of days. And I know one specific spot, and this may be, like, we talk about C.J. Stroud, we talk about a lot of things that obviously they are going to be a big factor in this game. But this may be the difference in the game, and that is that run game that could come in multiple angles against the front seven of the Texans. That Anthony Richardson, Jonathan Taylor, we saw what both of them did to the Texans last year individually. The first time, the first quarter, Anthony Richardson was running roughshod and scored 2 touchdowns running the football, and he didn't have Jonathan Taylor. We then saw at the end of the year, Jonathan Taylor back, and there was no Anthony Richardson, and Jonathan Taylor went off.
Couldn't stop
against
the
Texans. And they're going to be playing without Christian Harris, as we talked about. That might be the biggest matchup of the game in this game coming up. And this was Nick Caserio talking about the RPO, the run game, everything that the Texans front seven is going to have to deal with that part of the Colts offense.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Shane's a really good coach. He does a really good job. But the RPO component, it's really, you're talking about the linebacker and extend that out to the nickel or the safety, whoever kind of that seventh defender is. So there's a run-pass element. So you have to be disciplined with your eyes. You have to be disciplined with your keys. You have to make sure that you're in the right position. And you just have to trust your training and trust your technique and then trust a call. And it takes work. So it takes a lot of preparation. And you kind of have a background. If you have a background with a coach, it's relevant to a point. But then once you get into the game, then you're going to have a decent idea of the game. You know, we've talked about this probably by the end of the first quarter, early second quarter, the game's going to kind of declare on both sides of the ball, including the kicking game as well. So certainly it can be challenging. But if you just are doing the right things and you're playing with the right technique and you're not trying to do too much and you trust your eyes, just trust what you see. And if you're an instinctive football player, hopefully you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to be able to make the play, or you're not going to expose the defense or put the defense at risk.
This is the game. This is a big major element of this game, because what they do there, if they're able to control the front seven of the Texans with their run game, their RPO game, if they're able to eat right there, that keeps them off the field, and that offense that the Texans have, that keeps them off the field. It makes every possession more precious. It puts more pressure on the Texans' offense. That's a big element of this game.
Well, it's the new age game of football that's just now working its way into the league over the last handful of years.
You didn't run RPOs?
I did not run RPOs.
You would have been a killer at them RPOs, Clint.
I could have ran some RPOs. The zone read stuff, couldn't have ran it. But look, that's the monster that is the Indianapolis Colts. There's a handful of teams that have quarterbacks that can run the read game, which, by the way, we're not going to block the defensive end. We're going to put the ball in the running back of the belly. If the defensive end chases the running back, the quarterback pulls it and keeps it. If the defensive end honors the quarterback, he hands it off, and now you've got numbers on the front side. So they're going to run that with Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson, two elite players at their position athletically, right? The RPO that Nick Caserio was just talking about, same concept. What we're going to do is we're going to key Jalen Petrie or a linebacker or a safety that fell down into the box. We're going to put the ball in the belly of that running back. And if Jalen Petrie triggers on the run, we're going to pull it and we're going to give it to the wide open wide receiver. If Jalen Petrie covers, then we're going to hand it to the running back. Sometimes, Ron, they're going to be able to do it all three. They're going to put it in the belly of the running back and say, nah, we don't want to do that. Let the quarterback pull it. And the quarterback's going to go, well, I'm going to run it. Nope, boom, I'm going to pass it. Yeah. So it's actually a three-way go right there. The quarterback has three options, hand it, run it, or throw it. And you can be really good defensively if the offense is really efficient and really detailed and really good at what they do in the RPO game. It is damn near impossible to stop. We'll see if Shane Steichen has done here in Indianapolis something similar to what they were able to do in Philly that they rode to a Super Bowl.
And we'll see if Anthony Richardson could do it well anywhere close. Because Jalen, during that year, that he was the quarterback we've ever seen. Just the way he handled it, the way he could – how successful they were with it.
Yeah, look, it was in such a controlled manner with Jalen Hurts that there's two different ways you go with the RPO system or even the zone read, which gives the quarterback run game involved. Is a lot of times it's with Jalen and even like let's say Josh Allen, like it's about more of a controlled run game than we're just going to pound and we're just going to grind you to death, right? And then you've got guys like Lamar, Anthony Richardson. There's a couple other guys out there, but now we're talking about explosives hit my head on a goalpost type deal. So there's two different looks. I think where Indy lies is a little bit of a hybrid, which is even scarier because you've got Jonathan Taylor that can grind you, that can run it downhill. You got a body in Anthony Richardson that can grind you and run you downhill. But you've also got that electric athlete that can outrun damn near anybody on the field as well. So absolutely, I think the story of this game is going to be D'Amico Ryans versus Shane Steichen, and can he defend? Can the Texans defend the read game where the quarterback's involved in a run game, as well as that RPO, which both of them are extremely nasty when you got the right guys that are doing it? I know they've got the right athletes. They got good. They got above average, great athletes to do it. Is Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, Jonathan Taylor, you look at their wide receivers, Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce apparently had a good try, Adonai Mitchell.
The young kid, yep.
These guys, can those guys execute it in a way in which it makes it really tough to stop? We'll see.
What terms is this game going to be played on, right? Like, I think that's a big deal is Anthony Richardson. Hell, we saw it in his last preseason game. He is not above making a mistake, and they are not above having a miscommunication. They threw a pick six because him and the receiver just weren't on the same page during an RPO. But are the Texans able to defend it well enough that Anthony Richardson then has to play on his terms, on the Texans' terms, which is maybe having to throw the ball outside the numbers more where he's less accurate? Or throw the ball down the field more where he's less accurate. Or hold the ball more where he has been susceptible to turning the ball over when getting sacks and getting hit. How is this game and what terms is this game going to be played on? Because if it's in the Shane Steichen, Anthony Richardson terms to where they're controlling everything and they seem like they're a step ahead all the time, that could be a problem for the Texans Texans defense. But if the Texans defense is able to stop this stuff well enough where they're not getting gashed by Jonathan Taylor or they're not getting gashed by Richardson in the run game and they're playing with their head on a swivel you're thinking we're running it here, we're throwing it over the top or right between, linebackers and safeties. That's to me the big piece of this. What terms is this game going to be played on and who is going to be in the driver's seat? Will it be D'Amico or will it be Shane Steichen? That's a big part of what's happening in this game. All right, as we continue here, a lot to get to. As someone said, is Thirsty Thursday tomorrow or next week? It's both.
with two Fs.
Yes, in the same place. It's both. Both tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, the Park Row Boulevard location, and it is in that same spot next week as well. So go to both spots, 2 to 6. We'll be there. Come hang out with us. As we continue. Remember, as we said, C.J. Stroud, we'll have him in its entirety, his press conference a little bit later on in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll let you know that around 3:25. So stay tuned and make a programming note of that. The general manager of the Astros spoke about his highest paid pitcher. Does JV, does he deserve a postseason start due to his pedigree? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right. Appreciate everybody taking us in, whether you're on the Odyssey app or you're listening on the AM dial or HD2 or YouTube and Twitch, however you are taking us in. We appreciate you as we're getting texts and tweets in all the way through. Someone said, I like, even if it's a shootout, I like the Texans to win that. Oh, hell yeah.
God bless, brother.
If it's a shootout, any shootout. I love the Texans' chances.
Yeah, well, we're talking about right there, though, why the front seven is so important, how they handle the run game RPO combination is if they're in control of it, I don't know if it's going to be a shootout.
Well, they're going to be able to
control how much they're on the field. And I, honest to God, with the strength of the Texans being what I believe could be a top five, hell, they could be the number one rated offense this year. They have that type of capability in terms of coaching talent on this team. Teams are going to try to do what they can to keep them off the field and minimize their chances and opportunities. And if you look at the Colts' strength of their team, that's damn sure what they got to do and what they potentially are able to do. So, yeah, if it's a shootout, I'm with you. But what we're discussing is they're going to try to choke the hell out of that game.
Yeah, that's the key. This is a team that has the ability, or at least they think they do. From an identity perspective, what they want to do is dominate the game on the ground, make you play the run and the pass in the same time. And I'm not talking about play action, hard throw over the top. I'm talking about with quick underneath stuff, and chew the clock. They would like nothing more than this to be the time of possession first and foremost to be completely lopsided at halftime. That's what the Colts, the Eagles, the 49ers. I know there's a lot of sizzle involved when you're in the NFL and you've got these run dominant teams, because there's going to be opportunities for big plays, and these teams have been really good at hitting those big plays. It's why they've won games, right? So, but ultimately, your ability to not allow them to bully you at the line of scrimmage, not allow them to dictate to you. Leaders are going to do in terms, you're going to cover or you're going to blitz? You're going to cover or you're going to stop the run? If they start dictating that, they're going to chew the clock up. They're going to keep C.J. Stroud on the sideline, Diggs on the sideline, Nico on the sidelines, Tank Dell on the sidelines, Dalton Schultz on the sideline, Joe Mixon on the sideline. They're going to keep all those guys on the sideline, and the potential here is for it not to be a shootout.
Yeah.
That's the problem that Indianapolis poses to really everybody they play, but definitely the teams with the more explosive offense like the Texans.
Yep. All right. Astros, they're back at it tonight as they're on the field with the Cincinnati Reds. They lost the first game of this series behind Justin Verlander, who struggled a bit in that game. They'll get back on it tonight with Spencer Arrighetti. But the general manager, Dana Brown, spoke about Justin Verlander on the Astros flagship. That lady just did a double take at me as she walked by and saw my head.
See? I mean, and that's exactly why you love it.
No, it's
was
not.
Was it a salesperson?
Like, I completely forget. Like, forget, and I'm like, oh, God, do I got to...
Is that my boy Ron?
Or something? Then I saw her just cut through twice. Looked like she said to herself, damn, what the hell happened to him? The Royals. But anyhow,
the Royals happened.
Yeah, but or maybe the Astros happened.
Are you going to edge it up before Thursday?
I don't know. I mean, that is really on your mind.
I'm dead ass. Yeah. What's I want to see it. I want to see it edged up. I want to see it edged up.
I bet you do.
I'm shocked that you picked the right color. Matches your glasses, man. It is. I mean, this has got potential. I know Courtney ain't gonna let it happen. Courtney said, "I ain't embracing it. No, way."
We're both not embracing it.
Okay. Well, you don't have a choice.
I'm not embracing it past this. You and Figgy, I think this might be your look. Stop.
I mean, they're double taking at the window, Ron.
No, they're not double taking out the window because I'm Jennifer Aniston, the way she walked out in the breakup. Butt naked walking away from
him. I know exactly what you're referencing.
Dog, man. They almost dropped their controllers when they was looking at that. Anyhow, that's not why they're double taking. They're double taking like, damn.
So,
like, dog, what the hell happened to that dude?
Clint got another host in there?
I don't know what the hell happened to Ron's ass. God, man, he is really going through it. This midlife crisis he's in. All right. But no, this is what Dana Brown had to say on their flagship. We know that JV is going through a spring training-like mode right now. And with how long he has out, with how long he's been out. But we also know the pedigree of JV. He's still got the stuff and is showing some rust. Astros general manager Dana Brown had that to say about his ace, Justin Verlander. And I just throw this out. We talked about it a bit yesterday, but are we good right now with the thought of, got three potential starts in the first round of the wild card round of the playoffs where the Astros will be right now. We pretty comfortable with the thought that, yeah, due to his pedigree and his history, that Justin Verlander gets one of those starts.
I'm not real comfortable with it, but I'm good with it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with like my confidence level in Verlander right now, because if we didn't have other answers, I would be majorly concerned. I need to see more. Luckily, we've got about four more starts out of him that we're going to see. But Ron, I'm comfortable with that thought and that approach because of the, that's going to give you two arms in the bullpen that if he gets in trouble early, if for whatever reason you need to have a quick trigger on Justin Verlander, then it's not a crapshoot. You're not hoping to get through, you know, using three different bullpen guys. You've got big time arms in the pen, a couple of them that could come in and relieve him and not have a problem. As bad as it was, 100 and some odd pitches in less than five innings, 4 2/3. You know, for the most of the time that he was out there, they'd only given up two runs. Right, I think he ended up giving up five. Is that what he ended up giving? But it was still like if that had been a playoff game, I don't know that he'd have got to four. And you got a big time arm that you could come out of the pen.
It should have been somebody. Ronel Blanco would have been up when them bases got loaded
early. Walked. Yeah, right. Yeah, no. I'm with you.
At that point,
that's the only reason I'm comfortable with it, with even having the conversation.
I just for me, absolutely. And I don't know where people are. It would be a hard thing if I threw a three-game series and I lost it, Justin Verlander didn't pitch,
awful,
and I had him on the bench.
Yep.
For I get it for Framber. Hell, right now I get it for Hunter Brown. I don't know about anybody. Like anybody else to where I'm like, all right, Justin Verlander's not going to get one of these stars.
Agreed. It would be tough.
As well as Kikuchi is pitching, as well as Ronel has pitched all year, as well as Arrighetti is pitching. That's a hard one. That's a hard for me to say.
I mean, it's an easy decision though, right? Given the arms that you have now, it would be a tough decision if it was like if you didn't have the ability to use the other arm, right? I mean, to piggyback with the other arm because that guy had to start the next game. Yeah. It would be a tougher decision for me.
Now, if he just gets shelled, and he can't get through the second inning or something, then that's a different thing.
Let's just hope over the next four starts he makes it a no-brainer.
But if they sit there and Dana and Joe sit there and say, man, this is Justin Verlander. Like, I know he may be struggling, but this is a different dude when the playoffs come around. I can get Verlander. That, even though he's not been the same in the regular season, but he's had his moments. That was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right. D'Amico is an excellent coach and looks like he is well on his way to being one of the best coaches in the NFL, and I mean right now. But Somebody disagrees with something that he has to say in reference to this game. We'll discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Programming note to you out there, CJ Stroud, you will be able to hear your quarterback coming up at 325. So programming note, stay tuned right there. We'll let you hear what CJ Stroud had to say leading into this this opener against the Colts. By the way, also, it is Wednesday, and it is the first time regular season-wise, 440, Texans Report with Brandon Scott. He'll join us at 440 as he usually does on Wednesdays. He's there talking to D'Amico, C.J. Stroud and company. So it'll be good to hear his perspective from today's practice and media little circus there that they had today with the Texans. All right. D'Amico had this to say about Shane Steichen, because I think you kind of talked about it and hinted towards it earlier today, and this is a big matchup between those two dudes. Those two guys who both were hired as head coaches the same year, both were looked at probably, you could say, towards the top in terms of coordinators on the offense and the defensive side of the ball when they were in Philly and in San Francisco. And then they both got jobs and both did a really good job their first year. Obviously, D'Amico had a strong, strong argument to win Coach of the Year last year, and I think Shane Steichen did too when you look at the injuries and what they were able to do. So those two guys have been really, really good play callers and still are play callers for their respective offenses and defenses. This is what D'Amico had to say about their relationship going into this game.
I don't look at it as a history, right? Between me and Steichen, like, it's about the players playing the game, right? Our players, Shane is a really good coach. He always has his guys prepared, ready to go. Really respect him as a coach. And for me, it's, we got to do this, have our guys prepared, ready to go, ready for anything that they may throw at us. So it's not about me or Shane. It's about the players who strap it up on the field.
Something jumped out to you when you heard that from me.
Yeah, I just, again, I just respectfully disagree. I think, in fact, exactly what he said is that it is about him and Shane, and do they have their guys ready to play? That as a head coach, I think that's the head coach speaking, is having those guys ready to play. But when I hear that, I'm immediately go to their respective side of the football, right? I mean, I think it, when you look at this game, The Colts' ability to strain a defense is real. And there are some holes in the Texans' defense, whether it's because guys are suspended to D'Amico Autry, or it's you didn't address the interior defensive line the way you thought you would, or your best linebacker is out, or Jalen Petrie's playing a new position at the nickel defender position, or you've got a second-round rookie that's starting at corner. There's a lot of... Hey, man, we feel good about these things on this defense. We feel good. I know D'Amico feels good about Henry Toa. D'Amico feels really good about the options that he has on the interior of this defensive line. He feels good about – hell, I feel good about him. I feel better about the interior defensive line than I thought I ever would right now. But when rubber meets the road, it don't matter how the hell I feel. It don't matter how the hell anybody feels. We're going to find out in real time what that's like. And I just think, yes, the head coach has to have his team ready to play on both sides of the ball. That's Shane Steichen and D'Amico Ryans. But when you boil this thing down, this thing to me is about D'Amico's ability, yes, to have a plan, coach his guys up, and have his guys ready to execute that plan efficiently against what I would say is one of – has potential. Now, I don't know exactly what it is because we hadn't seen enough of it yet. But the pieces that they have, Ron, this potentially can be one of the most difficult, schematically, one of the most difficult offenses in the league to stop. They won 10 games last year with Gardner Minshew with no quarterback run threat. So they're clearly good at what they're doing just from a coaching perspective. Like
they
this,
beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
Yes, this could be, and we'll see, this could be one of the most difficult offenses to stop in all of football. And I'm talking about schematically with what they can do. Their ability to stretch you sideline to sideline, make you defend with 11 guys, all 53 and a quarter yard or however the hell wide a football field is. And then you've got you've got Anthony Richardson and you've got Jonathan Taylor who can hit those wide increases at any point in time. The potential is there. And so how good is Shane Steichen at getting his guys ready to play and getting that offensive scheme in place and getting the game plan installed and ready for Anthony Richardson versus how good D'Amico Ryans and his defense is schematically to handle what this offense can throw at you. That's the key. That to me, that's the biggest key with this game. The biggest, let's call it an X factor, right? Because I mean, I feel like we know Indy's defense. Feel like you know what you're gonna get. We feel like
Gus Bradley. That's what he does, and he's not as creative as D'Amico, where he adjusts things where he'll surprise you.
Yeah, and they've got a really good front. They've got. You feel like you kind of know what you have. I think the two unknowns here are what does D'Amico's defense look like with all the new pieces and a couple of guys injured, and what does Shane Steichen's offense look like with Anthony Richardson, who we've seen some good, and as you mentioned, a pick six in a preseason game, we've seen some really bad. We've seen bad enough to where I heard a conversation with the damn commentators about, boy, what if Flacco becomes a quarterback controversy in Indy? We're having that conversation in the preseason. Clearly something they saw was bad. So I don't know how either unit is going to fare, but when I look at this ball game, to me, those are the two unknowns. Whichever of the two show up and prove to be a quality or even a great unit the way they're built right now, I think is going to determine who wins this football game.
Because, it's crazy, these two teams played last year, but when you talk about, you know, Shane Steichen versus D'Amico Ryans, with the parts that they're actually having in this game, it's completely different than what they did. Like we said last year, the Colts never played with Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor together in either of the two games with the Texans. They've added some parts of the receiving core as well. It looked like their offensive line started to get back to what they used to be last year. And then D'Amico didn't have Danielle Hunter at his disposal. He didn't have Azeez at his disposal. He probably maybe feels a little bit more comfortable how he plays the secondary. He didn't have Jalen Petrie, who I think hell at that time might have been getting benched in the backfield. But now knowing exactly where he is to play, Kamari Lassiter maybe makes him feel more comfortable to do things with him and Stingley on the outside. So it is completely different from what we saw last year. And both of these coaches, offensively and defensively, see, I think D'Amico knows that he's just saying this. I think both of these coaches are guys, Clint, that feel like they have tricks up their sleeve. They have different things that they may do or employ that could be the difference in the game. That could be the difference in making plays. I am probably certain that D'Amico's not just rolling in there with the same thing he showed last year, especially with the parts he has, or Shane Steichen. So, like, these are two of the best young coaches at what it is that they do, and I think, ultimately, the players matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But I think these two guys have the ability to put players in the exact right positions. Yeah. Like, the way he can play with Jalen Petrie to help in this thing is something he didn't have last year.
Well, look, D'Amico's, I mean, he's not a guy that's going to pat himself on the back. He's never going to say it, but these are two football teams where the polos on the sideline are absolute weapons, especially if you're talking about the head coaches on their respective side of the football. Absolute weapons, and what they do and how they do it will absolutely dictate the outcome of this game. The history of Shane Steichen and D'Amico Ryans, I understand why D'Amico would downplay it, but it's absolutely real. And again, to me, it is the biggest factor. Now, look, the one thing I think is it has been overblown, and I'm guilty of it talking about it, because I think you got to talk about it, because we've always seen such a small sample size of Anthony Richardson. But the one thing I am extremely confident will not happen is Anthony Richardson going untouched for 18 yards and a touchdown and 15 yards for a touchdown in the first quarter. There will be a plan, absolutely be a plan, to make sure Anthony Richardson is hit early and often, no matter what the hell he's doing. I just firmly believe that. I don't know what the Texans were doing last year in the first half, but it wasn't playing football. I mean, I heard Nick Caserio reminded yesterday, like when they got to the game and before everybody even decided to wake up, Anthony Richardson already scored 2 points and they were up 14-0. I don't see that happening. I think the plan will be executed far better, but you're still dealing with one of the best play callers in the game. You're still dealing with definitely one of the best athletic quarterbacks, and let's be honest, one of the biggest arms in the game, and one of the top probably three or four explosive running backs in the game that can run downhill with power as well as hit his head on the goalpost at any point in time.
And the Texans carry one of the best play callers defensively into the game, and you know, a player like Daniil Hunter and exceptional players, Pro Bowl, even All Pro level players on that defense. That's what they're bringing to the table too. So it's, and these jokers have had months to prepare for this. That's the other thing is,
yep,
they've known who's been on the schedule and who they were going to play first right out the gate, and months to prepare for this thing. So the matchup, who is able to put their players in the best positions possible to allow their players to make big plays, that's going to be a major, major key in this game. All right, coming up, we'll get you set up for the Astros. Some good news. The lineup is out. We'll let you know what that is. Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman were in the box today. We'll keep you updated on that. And some news, some contract news with the Texans, and big news with Will Anderson as well. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.